Hola.
Yo me llamo Tomas. Welcome to the Contract of Fight podcast. So I just went like Spanish to French without speaking French right there, didn't I? Anyway. Yeah, I'm a moron half the time, but that's all right, because you're listening to me. So what does that make you, huh? Anyway, this little micro fight here today is for those of you that have just started your business, or you're thinking about starting a business. Or, I don't know, maybe you've been in the game 15 years and you feel you got to tweak some things. But anyway, I want to talk mainly to the people who are starting a business, or are fairly new. One of the big mistakes that so many contractors make when they start a business is they don't begin with the end in mind. If you read the book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, that was written, I don't know, 20, 30 years ago, whatever the heck it was, by Stephen Covey, habit number two that he talks about is you've got to begin with the end in mind. That means you begin each day, each task, each project with a clear vision of your desired direction, your desired outcome, destination, whatever you want to call it. And then you're proactive in everything that you do to make that thing happen. So I want you to think a minute right now. When you started your business, did you really think about the end? What the end of the business would be? Did you have it in mind? Or if you're starting a bit, you're thinking of starting a business right now, have you given it any thought? You know, I've heard it shared with me. One of my first coaches said, you know, hey, what does this thing look like when you're done? Okay. When the business is done, imagine, you know, this is probably in the e-myth or some shit like that. If you're going to bake a pie, you know, you put the recipe together, you throw it in the oven and it comes out. What does that pie look like? What does it taste like? What's it smell like? Okay. That's what your business is. You're baking a pie, man, or a pizza, or brewing, making home brew or something. I don't know, whatever the hell you're doing. It is, you've got to begin with the end in mind. Like, what do I want this thing to look like when it's done, when it's cooked, when it's finished in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years? What does it look like? I see so many people struggle. So many people are afraid to scale the business, spend money on marketing or whatever it is, because they haven't truly taken this step seriously about thinking about what they want their business to look like. So listen, for instance, you might love to do trim carpentry and you're just like, man, I'm happy. I'm so happy building the things I build and installing stuff and dealing with people and going to the job site. And I like working alone. Every now and then I could use a helper, you know, with some of the laborer type things that need to be done or whatever it is. Listen, if the end to you is that you build a business where you get to build cool shit every day, then that's great. Begin with that end in mind, but understand a couple of things. Number one, oftentimes when people work by themselves, they never get over the income hump. They never build the retirement money. They don't have enough money in the bank to last a long time. If they get hurt, your body breaks down, whatever it is. You're not going to physically be able to work forever. Now, I'm not saying don't run your business the way that you're running it. What I am saying, though, is if that's the end in mind that you have, that you want to work in the field until you retire, then go for it. But you got to make sure that you're priced right, you're saving money, you're getting enough leads so that you can charge whatever the hell you want to charge, and on and on and on and on. Reverse engineer the success of that. Or if maybe you want to start a business and you want to scale it and be the biggest in your industry, okay, you're going to operate much differently than the guy that I was just talking about a minute ago who likes working in the field. And you're going to have to get bold, and you might have to get some financing, and you might have to do some things to be able to market and scale the business at a rate that, you know, the small guy's not going to be able to do. But the end for you is different. It's not better. It's not worse. It's just different, because we all define success in our own ways. I know one guy years ago, God, I forget what his name was, but he owned a painting business, and they did, between $500,000 and $750,000 a year, and he paid himself $80,000. But he had estimators, he had other people running things and this and that. And some guys were giving him shit at a conference I was at, like, oh, you've been in business for so long and you're only paying yourself $80,000 and blah, blah, blah. He says, guys, this is my side hustle. This is before Gary Vee made side hustles cool, right? Before everyone on Instagram was talking about the side hustle. This guy had a side hustle going. His wife and him had another business, and he just happened to open up a painting business, marketed the shit out of it, got out of the way, hired people to run it, and paid him $80,000 that funded his retirement. Because his end was he wanted to fund his retirement or have the option to sell the business to somebody. We lost touch. I don't know what he ended up doing, if he ended up selling or not. So take a step back and really ask yourself the question today. What do I want the end of my business to look like? What do I want to have to show for all my work, my sacrifice, the late nights, the financial investment, the emotional investment, the time investment that you've put into this thing? What does the end of it look like? And whatever you come up with, that's totally cool. You, if you want a $100,000 business and you're good with that, then be good with that. If you want a $20 million business, that's good too. And anything in between. This is your company. It's your name on the thing in some way, shape, or form. Don't let anyone else tell you what success looks like for you. You define it, but then build your business with that in mind. Every decision you make. So for instance, I was talking to a guy who wanted to double his business. He wanted to get from $2.5 to $5.5 million within a couple of years. And we were looking at his marketing budget. And I said, well, you're just not spending enough money on marketing. Well, I can't spend that amount of money on marketing. I said, well, then you're never going to scale. You're never going to get the amount of leads you need. Dude, you need a, you need about 2,000 leads in his industry. I'm like, you need about 2,000 leads a year to come in the door in order for you to have a shot at this. So do you really want to be a $5 or $6 million company? Obviously, he sold a small dollar thing in the service, home services industry here. But my point is, your actions need to support the thing that you say you want at the end. That's my point. So take some time today. If you've never done this, sit down and go, whether you're late in your career, earlier in your career, or haven't even started this damn thing yet, get super clear on what do I want the end to look like right now? And reverse engineer what needs to happen to get you there. I'm telling you, when you do that, things are going to get a lot better for you and your business, because now you're going to have the clarity, and then you're going to be able to consistently do the things that are going to be required to get you to that point in your business. All right. Appreciate you guys for being here today. Hey, if you haven't done it, head to iTunes. Please give us a review of the show, because every review we get, there's more eyeballs on those reviews of contractors that are like you and me who could use a hand in building their business and getting their head out of their ass. So the more reviews we have, the better. And with that, Travis, rock us out. Appreciate you guys. See you next time.